This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour. And what a great hour we got lined up here. We're going to be doing a little Oil 101. In particular about synthetic oil, in particular about AMSOIL. We have some great sponsors here on the show. The folks at AMSOIL, represented by two distributors, they're two of the biggest distributors in the entire country, matter of fact, in all of North America. And I'm talking about George Douglas with all of the great work that he does. And we are also going to be joined by his business partner, Dan Watson, with the LubePage.com, who's going to be telling us all about everything you've always wanted to know about synthetic oil or traditional oil. If you have a question, I really encourage you to get on board and give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Yeah. No problem. No, that's okay. No, just Dan today. We're all set. Thank you so much. My producer there at GCN headquarters telling me that we're just going to be joined by Dan. We talked with George a few weeks back, so let's talk to Dan Watson, who has an incredible background, 25 years as a lubrication specialist. Dan, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. It's great to be with you again. Hadn't been here in a couple of weeks, but it's always good to be on the show.
Absolutely. And for those who are not familiar with your background, you come from a Navy background, and you've worked on some pretty cool things, including nuclear subs. Tell us about that.
Well, I was just a kid out of high school going in the Navy, and you know how those things are. The recruiter painted a picture of, run silent, run deep, because I'd never even been on a submarine tied up next to the pier. And, of course, he thought that he had me, so he got me into that program, which was great. And I got off into Admiral Rickover's program for naval nuclear power and started out and was an electrician's mate and operating the nuclear power plant on the submarine. And then later on, I did the Mustang thing and stepped up from a chief petty officer to be a lowly ensign and then worked my way up to the commissioned ranks to retire as a lieutenant commander. But I specialized as an officer in the repair and upkeep of these submarines. And, of course, that was a full-fledged job of engineering associated with everything in that submarine, from its control systems to the nuclear reactor to the diesel up front to the just everything except the weapon systems. I didn't have anything to do with the weapon systems in the repair specialty that I was involved in. So it was a tremendous experience, great education. And I retired from the Navy and went into, into the lubrication world. I didn't know where I was going with that. Nobody knows when they come out of the service after 23 years what exactly you're going to do. But seemed to be my bailiwick to get involved. It had chemistry and heat transfer and fluid flow and all the things that I'd learned and put into practice in naval nuclear propulsion, kind of gave me a footing and a background. So I got into this and got in with this company, this little tiny starting company out of Superior, Wisconsin, of AMSOIL Synthetics, being run by a retired fighter pilot that started that business, so sort of a military officer to military officer type thing, and really found a home. And, you know, I've been with AMSOIL since 1991. That'd be 26 years now, and I've been a certified lubrication specialist from the STLE organization now for about, oh, at least 15 years. We're going on 20 years now, but certified with them. So, hey, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a good, interesting career path for me. One of the things that I probably enjoy doing the most is explaining things to people about principles of oil and lubrication, because I think, like anything else, if you're going to own and operate all this wonderful, I'm sure you guys talk about it all the time in these shows, these beautiful advanced technology automobiles mm-hmm. and trucks that we drive around and take for granted, they're marvelous engineering specimens, all the things they put into them now, the electronics that are going into them. And I think it's a good thing to know something about how to maintain that. And so when people take the time to take an interest, I'm just delighted to try to give them the benefit of my knowledge and lubrication that they can keep these vehicles for as long as they want and get good service out of them and treat them right.
That's right. Well, what a great way to set up the hour, because I really want to talk to you about just some basic stuff. I get a lot of emails, get a lot of people asking various questions, but I find there's still a bit of confusion out there, that there are lots of folks that don't quite understand the difference between a synthetic oil and a conventional oil. Why don't you tell us about some of those basic differences and the advantages that synthetic brings to the table?
Well, a good way to approach that and kind of take a shot at it to start with is conventional petroleum oils are as good as nature made them. In other words, the structure that's in that, the hydrocarbons, the molecules, all that complicated sounding stuff, really, it was formed in nature. And what we do as human beings is we take that crude oil out of the ground and we start trying to purify it. We want to get all of that rotten stuff that doesn't belong in there, that won't contribute to our lubrication scheme. We want to get it out. So this is the refining process. So we start cleaning it. And truth is, we perfect and get better and have over 100 years of getting it cleaner and cleaner, getting all of the different chemicals out of there that we don't want. So we do a pretty good job of that. And what we're left with in that conventional oil is a group of hydrocarbon molecules that are pretty clean, pretty cleaned out, and pretty, you know, barely, almost pure. But if you could imagine in your mind, like a fruit salad, that these molecules would be everything from grapes to peaches, okay, in sizes in this salad. So they're all different sizes. Now, if I try to understand how I lubricate something, I want to separate two pieces of metal from each other with a lubricating film in between. Well, if you can envision in your mind two pieces of plywood with this conglomeration of fruit salad between them, and you start putting pressure on each piece of plywood, obviously the peaches are going to burst first, and you work your way down until you get to enough smaller pieces of fruit that they can all handle some of the weight, and you stop breaking things. Okay, now, let's contrast that over to a genuine, chemically produced synthetic product. Now, synthetic just means, for lack of a better term, that it's man-made. It's not found natural in the environment. It is a man-made product. Like cotton is a natural product. You comb it, you clean it. But monofilament or synthetic line is something manufactured in a chemical plant or a plastic plant. It is not the same as that natural cotton. So we kind of get the difference between natural and man-made. All right, we're going to run out of time. I hear the music.
Yep.
When we come back, we'll just explain the structure of that synthetic so that we can see the difference using the fruit salad analysis.
Look at, you're becoming a radio guy as well. That's fantastic. Dan, stay right with us. Everybody on the other side of the radio, all the listeners, everybody stay right there, and we'll pick it up on the other side. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Lubrication specialist Dan Watson is with us. Visit thelubepage.com. That's where you can actually order oil directly from Dan. And we're having a little Oil 101 with Professor Dan. And before the break there, you were kind of breaking down the differences between synthetic oil and conventional oil, and using the analogy of a fruit salad when it comes to synthetic oil. Tell us more, Dan.
Yes. What I had described before was that in the petroleum oils, that we clean them up, we do everything we can, but they have, the term is dissimilar sized molecules. It's as simple as that. They have these things. You can imagine some of the grapes still have the vine stems connected and all that kind of stuff. They're just a mess, okay? Now, on the synthetic side, the objective is to build a lubricating molecule. So if you could envision, instead of having the fruit salad between the two pieces of plywood, we now put a bunch of Titleist golf balls between the plywood. Now, when we press the plywood down against these, every one of those golf balls shares some equal load of carrying what's on that plywood. How many bricks we stack on it or whatever we do, each one of those golf balls carries a proportional share. So now all of a sudden, we're able to handle much greater load capacity because we're not breaking all the plums and the peaches and getting down to the grapes and the fruit salad. So this is what we call an example of film strength. Film strength is a measurement of the ability of the lubricant to keep the two loaded metal parts separated by the oil film. That is called film strength. Now, the natural film strength of a PAO or ester-based synthetic oil is 4 to 6 times higher than natural petroleum. So that tells you right off the bat that this product can keep you lubricated and your loaded metal parts that are moving separated under considerably more load than its petroleum counterpart. So now, in all of this, this is not really any kind of strangeness. This is simple chemistry that every college 101 chemistry student would be able to deal with and understand in this molecular structure. So I don't want to go into a chemistry class here, but what I do want to say is that synthetic oils are a good analogy if you want to think of it in their quality or their strength. If I take natural cotton and I clean it perfect and I dye it blue or I dye it red or I dye it green and I make myself a spool of that, and I go over here in Florida to the West Coast and I try to catch myself a big grouper that weighs 100 pounds, my cotton line snaps very quickly. It's gone. Okay? But it was perfect. It was a perfect cotton line. But its limitation by nature was that it can't handle that kind of stress. Now, if I take a spool of clear or blue or pink monofilament line, which is man-made plastic in the same way that we make man-made synthetic oil, and I go over and this product can stretch and stretch and then come back and stretch again, and next thing you know, I finally land my grouper. My point is that you can't change the physical characteristics of natural products, but you can make a synthetic product to perform to the levels that you demand by the way the chemist constructs its molecular structure. Now, that's just as simple an analysis as we can make. So there is not any chemist, any lubrication engineer, or mechanical engineer that will ever try to tell you that synthetic oils will not outperform petroleum oils. They will in every category except one, and that might be upfront cost.
Mm-hmm.
The upfront cost of synthetics will be more because they have to be created through chemical processes, not simply by cleaning up a product that you pull out of the ground. Now, that's half of the problem of making a quart of oil. When I make a lubricating oil, I will put certain additives in that oil to tailor that oil for its application. A compressor oil will have different additives in it than a diesel engine oil. Okay, a hydraulic oil will have different attributes than a gasoline automotive oil. And that's because the additives are put in there to accomplish particular jobs for this product. Internal combustion engines are dirty engines. They have lots of byproducts that come out of that combustion process. And all those byproducts hammer the engine oil. So the question is, what will you do to protect your lubricant from the acids and the byproducts of combustion? Well, I'll put some additives in it to neutralize the acid, to help with the oxidation, and to reduce the foaming that happens in this engine. So the term is I additize the oil to meet the application I'm going to put it in. That's why you don't go to the store, to the parts store, and buy hydraulic oil and then pour it into your, 350 Chevy. It's not going to last long, okay, because it's not designed for that. So what I have to do to make a high-quality quart of oil is make myself the best possible pure base stock that I can do, and that would be a high-performance synthetic base stock. And then I have to turn around and say, how can I put in an additive package that will enhance the performance of this lubricant and counter all the adverse conditions it can run into inside my internal combustion engine? And that's the whole story. That is the art of making motor oil. So it seems pretty simple, right, Bob?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not really that
when
complicated.
When you break it down.
Understand it. You can understand it. It's almost like if we could get the recipe, we should be able to mix it up at home, okay?
That's right.
Yeah, but
it's
here's the problem.
Totally well done.
There's another thing that steps in here. It's called money.
Yeah.
Money steps in. And so it isn't that any oil company can't go hire somebody to make superior products. It's a question of whether they think they can market those products.
Yeah.
So what has been the story? Many take the easy way. They go, well, if we make it cheap enough, we can sell it. We can get the price down, we can sell it. Well, it's true. That's the American marketplace. You can sell it, right?
Sure.
But the problem is you have to cheapen your oil to sell it at that price. So it's almost like they used to have an old Fram commercial years ago on TV and radio that said, pay me now or pay me later, right? It's the same with the lubricant. You can shortchange the quality of the lubricant, save a few bucks now. But long term, it can cost you and cost you big time.
So well said, Dan. We'll put it in neutral, step aside for some important messages, and when we come back, we'll learn more about AMSOIL with Dan Watson. Check out thelubepage.com, and don't forget, if you got a question, shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com, or give us a call, 855-662-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, that Model A body.
When you get a chance, check out balloonpage.com. That's Dan Watson's website, or oilhelp.com. George Douglas, their business partners and supporters of this broadcast, and we thank them so much for that. And Dan is with us for this entire hour, giving us a little oil 101, and has done a spectacular job of explaining the differences between conventional motor oil that comes out of the ground from nature versus engineered motor oil that is put together by scientists and molecules, synthetics, such as some of the great products from AMSOIL. And let's talk about some of the advantages of synthetics when it comes to engine protection. If somebody out there listening right now has a vehicle and wants to protect their engine, wants to keep it running for as many years as possible, that person would be much better off putting AMSOIL in it. But explain it a little bit more in detail, Dan.
Okay. Well, one of the things to remember is that the first purpose of lubrication is to prevent wear or friction. Okay. Now, wear in its most likely places, the hardest to lubricate places in your internal combustion engine are going to be the valve train and the ring cylinder interface. Those are two areas where you really have to depend upon your oil not having any breakdown or letting you down. Now, the camshaft, depending upon the type of cam, it can either be a roller cam, followers. If you've got an old-fashioned, solid lifter, tappet type valve system, rocker arms, push rods, all of those things have what we call lubrication regimes, which are tough. Okay, they depend upon the oil being able to protect them. Now, years ago in the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s, We ran a lot of 40-weight motor oil, okay, and that's because that's one of the things they were doing was saying, well, we'll have a better film strength if we keep a thicker oil, and that's a true thing. You do get a higher film strength with a thicker oil, so they used that, and they got that protection. But as everybody knows, since 1960, 40-weight, we're down to 20-weight oils now, okay? So those oils have gotten thinner, and that margin of protection we had with that 40-weight oil helped things survive with the what I would call the inferior petroleum oils of the time. That helped. But remember, when you bought a car in 1960, if you got 100,000 miles on it before you had to do a valve job, it had done a good job for you. Well, nobody would be satisfied today with having to take your vehicle in and get a valve job done on it or the camshaft replaced after 100,000 miles. That would just be outrageous. Nobody would put up with it. Sure. So we expect that kind of performance with 20-weight oil. And they were using 40-weight oil then. So we come back to an advantage of synthetic is that we can actually use 20-weight oil and get the protection we need to make these cars last 300,000 to 500,000 miles and not wear out the moving parts. It's hard to even find a legitimate 20-weight petroleum oil. That's the truth. Because you just can't get the film strength and the protection to actually provide the protection that the manufacturer requires. So we see at least semi-synthetics, if not full synthetics, in the 5W20 and the 0W28 oils. And we're going to see more of that going completely over to synthetic because it's the only way to get these cars to last the life that they're supposed to last. So there's your first advantage is you've got to use something that will provide you the wear protection for your vehicle to go the rated miles. And listen, the rated miles in these new cars, if you don't get 300,000 miles out of one of these new cars, then it didn't perform to the level that it should. They're manufactured that they should last at least 300,000 miles. Now, advantages of how this oil outperforms petroleum. Okay, now I'm going to speak here mainly about the characteristics of AMSOIL synthetics because they are top-of-the-line products, and I can know exactly how they perform. When I have a 20-weight oil, Bob, that's made from a petroleum-based stock, it has an operating band that goes up to about 230, maybe 240 degrees. Okay, that's where if it's in that range, it's surviving pretty well. Take it above 240 degrees, and from 240 up to about 300 is what they call the intermittent range for it, meaning that it can survive in there, but it may suffer high oxidation, it may thin out, it may not provide the film strength to provide protection in all cases. So it's kind of in the minefield there. It doesn't want to be there, okay? That's a 240 degrees. People go, well, good, my car only has a 205 degree thermostat, so I'm okay. Well, folks, here's something you got to put in your memory bank, so to speak. Engine oil runs 35 to 70 degrees hotter than water temperature. So when the water temperature says it's 205 degrees, that's a lot of new cars at 205 degree thermostats. Your engine oil is at 240. Could go as high as 275. And so how are you going to put this 20-weight oil in here and depend upon continuous protection if you're running at 240 degrees? Well, you're not. If it's petroleum, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have premature wear. If you run one of AMSOIL's quality synthetics, you will raise that normal operating band with a 20-weight oil to over 300 degrees, which means that I don't even get out of the breathing easy zone for the oil till I go above 300. And that 20-weight AMSOIL will head on up to 400 degrees before it leaves the intermittent operating range. Okay, so you've just given yourself significant margin to the oil not being able to do its basic job, which is to lubricate. Now, the other aspect is when you run these oils, you go, well, what else would mess them up? Oxygen. Oxygen in the air is that wonderful reactive thing we've got that rusts everything, chalks paint off the house, and it will actually turn oil to sludge. Oxygenated oil, oxidized oil is sludge or varnish, depending on how it's formed. So, point being, what's the difference between a quality synthetic oil like AMS oil and petroleum oil when it comes to oxidation? Well, the synthetic oil base stock is inert. It does not react with oxygen. But the petroleum base stock is highly reactive with oxygen. So what do they do about that? The chemists put a bunch of antioxidants into the petroleum oil to try to protect it from oxygen, whereas over in the good quality synthetic oil, if they put any there, it's just sort of as a precautionary additive because the oil itself is inert. It will not react with oxygen. It's not polarized, so to speak. So all of a sudden, I'm looking at these two oils, and I got one over here that if it depletes its antioxidants, it will oxidize and turn to sludge in a hurry. And that's why a lot of petroleum oils thicken and start to go bad is because at higher elevated temperatures that these engines run at, they burn up a lot of antioxidants quickly, and then they begin to react with the oxygen, and they begin to form sludge and varnish in the engine. And that's just a simple fact. So you move over to this synthetic oil. Now, I'm talking about AMS oil here, and you run it for even, in many cases, 10,000 or in some, depending on the oil, up to 20,000, 25,000 miles, and it still hasn't oxidized as much as the petroleum oil did at 3,000 or 4,000 miles. So we're talking about how to keep this lubricant doing its job. We have to protect it against oxygen. Well, one is naturally non-reactive. The other one is naturally highly reactive. And we go, well, what about viscosity? Isn't that important? Yeah, it's one of the most important things to talk about. And viscosity is how this oil flows at certain temperatures. Well, petroleum oil will rapidly respond to temperature changes. And I hear that music, so when we come back from the break,
we'll pick it up from there.
We'll talk about viscosity and how it...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here. We're learning an awful lot from Dan Watson, thelubepage.com. That's the place that you need to check out. Dan is an expert with over 25 years of lubrication experience. He's a specialist, and he's telling us the differences, and there are many, between conventional oil and synthetic oil. Before that hard network break, Dan, you were talking about viscosity. Tell us a little bit more about the differences.
Yes, Bob. Viscosity is sometimes referred to in the lubrication world as the single most important attribute of a lubricant. And viscosity, in a slang way, is usually called thickness, but in reality, it is a measured ability to flow of a liquid. Molasses doesn't flow very well, so it has a very high viscosity. Water flows pretty fast, so it has a low viscosity. So viscosity is a measurement of the resistance to flow of this liquid. Now, when we talk about in an engine oil, I can manufacture a product that says it's a 5W30. Now, that is a multi-grade oil that will look like a five-weight oil, basically, at a certain cold temperature, and it will be a 30-weight oil when it's at 212 degrees. Now, that's all done with things called viscosity improvers. But in general, if we took natural petroleum liquid and a natural, not natural, but a man-made synthetic, let's say a PAO, which stands for polyalpha olefins, okay, PAO-based stock, and compared those two. And we started with both of those were 30-weight oils at 100 degrees Fahrenheit. When I got to 200 degrees, the petroleum would be at best a 20-weight. The synthetic would still be a 30-weight. When I got to 250 degrees, the petroleum oil would be shifting a little bit between oil and vapor, but we'd give it maybe around a 5-weight if we used that terminology. The synthetic would still be a 30-weight. When I got to 300 degrees, I would have vapor and very little liquid, but mostly vapor of the petroleum oil. I would still have a 30-weight viscosity for the synthetic. So here's the point. Synthetic oils respond very slowly to temperature changes. Petroleum oils respond very fast to temperature changes. If I'm getting hotter, they get thin quick. If I'm getting colder, they get thick quick. With a synthetic, I can hold my viscosity range from a very high temperature to a very low temperature. In fact, the AMSOIL synthetics would pump, if we were talking about a 5W30, it would be pumpable at minus 40 degrees, and it would hold its viscosity to about 325 degrees. So That's a pretty wide range where the petroleum would be frozen to ice at about 0 degrees and it would be smoke at 300 degrees. So understanding that, we can see that this synthetic oil can provide us protection under a considerably wider range of temperatures and environmental conditions. And in fact, every jet aircraft that flies over your head or that you're flying on uses synthetic oils for their combustion turbines, otherwise known as jet engines, and it's the only way it can survive because the same oil lubricates the front bearing in that engine where the fan is on the intake. And if you're at 37,000 feet, that's minus 50 degrees. And on the exhaust, at times, it can be 400 degrees. And the same oil lubricates both places. So you can't do that with anything except for a high-quality synthetic oil. So let me just stop here for a minute and tell the folks out there that I have a YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and type in Dan Watson. There's about 70 YouTube videos on there. And on the lube page now, I've moved most of those pertinent videos to thelubepage.com. They're all about oil, and they're to your benefit because each one of them is basically a teaching video, 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes on average, and they go over many, many things to do with oil, filtration, basic lubrication. I also have written articles on that website, the difference comparison of synthetic and petroleum oil, refining petroleum oil, how you make synthetic oil. There's a whole variety of educational, informational things that will make the consumer armed with the knowledge they need to be able to select the best lubricating products for their vehicles. I think they'll find that AMSOIL has the greatest dedication in the lubrication industry to making the very best products they can. Never let it be said that the other guys can't make products, just whether they think they can sell them and get their money out of them. But AMSOIL has always believed that they will sell sufficient products to the people who desire the highest superior quality products, and that'll be a large enough market that they'll do just fine without having to cheapen their products to try to go after the marketplace that relies on price and not on quality.
Well, Dan, you've really done an outstanding job here in explaining things. And why don't we make sure and remind folks that you've got the YouTube channel, Dan Watson. And, of course, thelubepage.com is available anytime, anywhere. And telephone-wise, would you like to give out a number as well?
Sure. That number is 800-370-2986. And let me make sure folks understand, on that website, I get questions all the time, and it may take me, because I'm a busy guy, it may take me 3 or 4 days, sometimes even maybe a week, to answer your question. But I have never failed to answer any question that's come in on that website or by email or from the YouTube discussion. So I will get back to you, and you will get an answer. And sometimes it's worth you making the extra effort, because if you pick the right lubricants and you take care of these vehicles, Bob, these things are designed, they'll last the 300,000 miles. You'll get tired of the car before you wear it out.
That's great. And speaking of saving money, I mean, when you compare traditional original equipment oil to the Signature Series or the XL series from AMSOIL, I mean, you're going to save on changes and you're going to get all the great attributes and qualities of the quality AMSOIL product, better wear protection, better cold starting and warm starting, fuel economy improvements. So by using AMSOIL, folks are going to save money.
They do, and right up front, if you run even our XL oil for 10,000 miles, well, for a lot of people, that's three oil changes. The oil doesn't cost three times the cost of petroleum. Most petroleum oils that are decent today are costing somewhere around $3 a quart, okay? Some even higher, but just say $3. Well, you're going to buy the XL oil for about $8. So if you run it three times as long, you would have paid $9 to $10 for the petroleum. You only paid $8 for the superior oil. That's kind of like a no-brainer. I can get a better product and end up paying less money for it. Now, if I shift over to the Signature Series, that's a 1 year, 25,000-mile oil. That's a lot of oil changes. And I guarantee you, if you pay $10 or $11 a quart for that, and it goes five oil changes that you would have paid $3 a quart for the other, that's $10 versus $15. And also, you don't have to change five filters, and you don't have to dispose of five crankcases of waste oil. I mean, this is simple, straightforward strategy of how to spend less money and get better protection.
That's what it's all about, and we thank you, Dan, for really taking some quality time here and breaking it down. I love your fruit salad analogy. I think that was wonderful, and you've done a really good job. And even educating myself here, I'm not a mechanic. I'm not an ASE certified technician, so I'm coming from the journalist side of the fence here. So I've learned a lot in the last hour, and I know our listeners have as well. In addition to motor oil, that's just one of the products that you can get from AMS Oil. And in addition to applications in cars, you've also got oils for all kinds of other vehicles and entities, everything from motorcycles to ATVs. You guys really run the gamut. You have the capability of taking care of everybody.
That's right, and I would just say to the folks out there real quick, if you have anything that uses a two-stroke engine oil, you do yourself a big favor if you go to thelubepage.com and ask me some questions about two-stroke oil, because there is just no comparison in AMSOIL's two-stroke and the other general stuff that's in the market.
Fantastic. Dan Watson, thelubepage.com. Thank you so much for your time here today.
All right, Bob. Great talking to you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theocarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.